I was actually 19 when I became a dad. I was pretty well supported, though, in comparison to a lot of the young dads that I've come into contact with since then. And the relationship I was in had sort of been going for quite a few years. So we decided to follow through with the pregnancy and we had a baby girl, and we're still together now. So Eva's 12 now. Eva has a sibling. We're still going strong. That's, I guess, not probably the norm as such, yeah.
What do you think your secret was to making it last and making it work?
A lot of support and a lot of sort of belief in myself from my in-laws, so to speak, and also my parents, my family, you know, my siblings. There wasn't as much support, I think, from community that I didn't know. I found that it was difficult out in the community in terms of some of the stigma that comes along with being a young dad. And in some of the conversations that I've had with young dads over time, it sort of became clear when a young dad said, if I go out by myself, I'm seen as a young person. And if I go out with my child, people sort of frown upon me because they can see what's going on for me in my life. So in terms of incentive to sort of go out and be a sort of a proud dad, I mean, there's a bit of sadness around that for me to hear that.
I've spoken a lot over the past week with young mothers and people who work with young mothers about that issue. They say that their biggest issue is discrimination from broader society. So it's the same for young dads, you find?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And my experience, you know, in terms of engaging with the medical system and so on as well as a young dad, was that they'd already determined that I would be a statistic in the sense that I wouldn't be around for long. So in terms of conversations about the pregnancy and in terms of conversations around childbirth and caring for Eva when she was born, sometimes it was as though I wasn't even in the room.
Why do you think that is? Because in other cultures, 15, 16 is the prime physical age to give birth, and it's not frowned upon. So why is it like it is in our world?
Yeah, well, good question. And I think for me, 19, if I think about my age, which was 19, some of the young dads that I interviewed were younger than myself. 19 for my parents' generation wasn't that young at all. So when I say I'm a young dad, particularly to, you know, my grandparents' generation, they say, well, you're not really a young dad, you know, whereas for my generation and for people that I come into contact with now, when I say I've got a 12-year-old, you know, she's in high school, and they say, whoa, you know, you look too young to be a dad, this is the phrase that I've got for a long time, and now it's you're too young to be the dad of a 12-year-old.
What are the benefits of being a young dad?
I'll probably still be a kid at heart when I'm 50, but I mean, you know, there's a lot of energy. My daughter sprained her ankle on the trampoline on the weekend because I was double bouncing her, so that's probably an indication of maybe that happens with older dads as well. But I like the fact that I'm still young and agile, but at the same time, I've felt as though my energy levels have had to be high to be able to, you know, develop a career. And similarly for my partner, for us to sort of get through university has meant working bars and chopping and changing and a lot of hard work.
So you're a social worker and you have done a study into young dads. Tell us about that.
Once I completed my degree, I did my honours thesis on the experience of teenage dads and particularly the social exclusion of teenage dads or young dads. But what I found was, I found that they were definitely socially excluded. So that was sort of an expected outcome. But what I also found was that there was a sort of a level of self-exclusion, I guess a resistance to get assistance from community because there was a reluctance to engage with a system that had, you know, rejected and potentially sort of caused them unpleasant experiences in the past.
One of the people that I've spoken to in the past week was a midwife who did her PhD into issues surrounding teenage mothers, and she painted a rather bleak picture of teenage dads in that they do often leave the relationship or abandon the mother and child before the baby is born or in the weeks immediately after the baby is born. Is that an accurate statistic?
I would say, yeah, it's a really high percentage. And for me, that's really sad because I think in my experience of talking with teenage dads, that's not what they want to be doing. They really want to be part of their children's lives. And there's a whole lot of factors that contribute to them leaving this environment. One thing that I think is really, it's evident in another research as well, is sort of the gatekeeping of the teenage mum's relatives in some cases to teenage dads. So their difficulty in sort of being accepted, if you like, into the situation. So that's by service providers, but also by the in-laws. I guess that's sometimes where the self-exclusion might come in the sense that I'm not going to keep trying this. I know how this plays out. I'll flee the hurt, if you like.
Have you come across many young dads who have fathered multiple children in their teens? Because the reason I ask this is the latest census showed that in the Clarence Valley and the Byron Shires, there were at least three parents in each shire between the ages of 15 and 19 who had parented six or more children. And I thought, well, that's sort of impossible for a woman. Maybe they're talking about dads.
I mean, it's definitely happened in the past. One of the guys that I researched, I think he was the father of maybe 5 or 6 kids. And I think at that point he was maybe 20 or 21. I think it does happen. And again, I guess it's also reflected and often intertwined with the other sort of elements that I was talking about in terms of education, housing, experience of domestic violence and drug and alcohol in the home and so on. So sexual health comes in there as well.
So what do you think needs to be done to help young dads or potential young dads in the future?
I think stigma is a big thing. I think community support is a really big thing. But the difficulty is services that can provide support to young dads aren't necessarily set up for young dads in the sense that they're not very attractive to young dads to engage with. A lot of it's about inclusion and sort of an enthusiasm to engage them and say, you know, we do value you as a dad and it doesn't matter what age you are. It's still a really good thing for you to be involved in your child's life and that dads can play a really important role in their kids' lives.